This is the time of the morning where we like to talk to people, find out what's going on out there.
Well, you and I talk to each other all the time.
Yeah, we do. So, you know, if we just spread the gossip that we talk about, probably wouldn't be good.
No, let's let Courtney take it away.
Okay, yeah. Three Rivers Public Health Educator Courtney DiGiorgio with us. Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, nice to have you here. A special week this week, isn't it?
It is. This week is National Child Passenger Safety Week.
So, with that, I imagine you're going to tell us how to buckle those kids in properly. I mean, everybody probably doesn't always do it right, do they?
No, definitely not. There's a lot to think about with car seats. I know sometimes they can seem simple, but a lot of the times when you actually get in there and you're trying to actually put it in the car, it can get very frustrating. So, kind of as part of Child Passenger Safety Week, we are actually doing a car seat recycling event today. And basically, if you have old car seats laying around the house that you're not using anymore, or if you have ones that are broken or are expired or have been in a crash or something like that, and you just don't know what to do with them, you can bring them to us today, and we will recycle them. And by recycle them, I don't mean we're going to use them. They're going to be broken down, and the plastic will be melted and all of that, and they'll get recycled. And we're doing that in partnership with S2. So they're actually coming today to pick those up for us, and they'll take them off to be recycled. So we have our big truck and trailer out in front of our office at 2400 North Lincoln. So we're parked out front. So we're just collecting car seats right out there in the front of the office. So you can drop those off until 5 o'clock today. So 5 o'clock is kind of a hard cutoff today because that's when S2 is going to take them away. So if you have any of those car seats lying around, please feel free to bring them over. I know somebody had asked if there was a limit.
Oh, my.
And wow. I was like, how many car seats does somebody have? They only had 4. So I'm like, it's okay. You can bring all 4. That's fine. There isn't really a limit, I would say. But we also have lots of social media posts going out this week as far as how to properly buckle those kids in and just things to think about as far as child passenger safety. We also have some refreshers up there on the child passenger safety law in Nebraska. So just kind of a refresher on that. Any child up to age 2, a minimum of age 2, has to be in a rear-facing car seat. The longer you can keep a child rear-facing, the safer they're going to be. And then they have to be in some sort of car seat or booster seat or something like that until at least age 8. Most kids are going to need to be in a booster seat longer than that just because the seatbelt's not going to fit them properly without it. So just depending on the kid's size, some 8-year-olds are really big, and then some of them need to be in a booster seat till they're like 12. So just making sure that you are kind of assessing how big they are and whether or not they fit in the seat and all that kind of stuff. So lots of information on that this week on social media.
So I have a quick question. Yeah. 'Cause some people don't know that car seats expire.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually where can you find that expiration date on the car seat?
Yes. So the sticker where you're going to find like the model number and the manufacturer date and all that is going to tell you. If it doesn't give you an actual expiration date and it just has a manufacture date, typically it's about 6 years. So 6 years from that date is when it would expire. There are car seats out there now that have a much longer expiration date. So make sure to look it up. If you don't have the manual for it, you can probably get online and search your model number and find a manual that says the actual expiration date, because some of them are a 10-year expiration date. So they last quite a while. But just making sure that you are aware of that, because most of the time it's a minimum of 6 years.
Right, because they just go through the kids.
Right.
And they don't think about, oh, I have to replace this, because it's just another thing to think about.
Right.
So it's a good reminder.
Yep. And some of those model number stickers are hard to find. Some of them are super easy. You just flip over the seat and it's right there. But some of them are hidden under like the fabric somewhere. So it can be a search sometimes, but it's there, I promise.
So, okay. To me, it just sounds silly that it expires, because it's made of plastic and and steel. I mean, there are pieces, mm-hmm. I guess I'm really, I'm like, oh, does it really expire? I mean, that's not a can of peaches or something that I've been having, right. had in the pantry forever.
Right. So sometimes, I mean, if you're using it a lot, if you're moving it around a lot, it's just wear and tear on them. And so it's good to switch them out after so long, especially if you know nothing has really happened, but you've been using it for so long. Technology advances, all of that stuff kind of plays a factor into it. You said plastic, so a lot of them are made of mm-hmm. plastic, and it's going to be a dark colored plastic, because if there has been any sort of stress or anything put on that plastic, it's going to show a light colored line that's called a stress line. And if it has any of those, you should not be using it, because okay. basically that's been tampered, or I don't know yeah, what the right word yeah. is, but you don't want to be using them if it has any kind of showings of wear and tear like that on
yeah.
it.
We're talking with Courtney DiGiorgio with Three Rivers Public Health. As far as the recycling goes, will you get that many? You'll fill up that container?
Last year, I wasn't really paying attention to how many we were getting throughout the day. I was kind of at my desk most of the day. And I walked out into the hallway at one point, and we had them lining both sides of the hallway everywhere you could walk in the health department. Wow. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was a lot. So hopefully we'll get just as many this time. But we have a lot going on at the health department right now. So we're going to try to keep them out of the health department this year. So they're not in everybody's way as they're trying to walk down the hallways. So that's why we have our truck and trailer out front. So we'll throw them in the back of the truck until we fill that up. And then we'll figure out what to do with the rest of them until S2 can get there to pick them up tonight.
So what's the timeline today for people to drop those off?
8:30 to 5:00. So okay. 5 is that cutoff, because that's when they're going to pick them up and haul them away. So if you have any, please feel free, stop by, drop them off. I mean, all you got to do is just throw them at your car, basically. You don't have to go inside or do anything like that. There'll be somebody outside waiting for those. So.
And that includes boosters and yep. infant seats, car carriers, all that stuff.
Yep.
Because
yep.
as you graduate.
You got extra car seat bases laying around, those qualify too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, if people have questions, best way to reach you over at Three Rivers?
Yep. Our phone number is 402-727-5396.